January 20th.
Just be with the pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, the first item of business is to welcome new members. Introduce the members. Patricia is the new member, and we have another one, but they're incognito.
I haven't talked to her, and I wasn't here when she was appointed, so I was out of the office for a few days.
Okay. Welcome to the Planning Commission. The next item on the agenda is the introduction of media. Do we have anybody from the media here that needs to be introduced, or anybody knows how to write? Draw pictures. The next one is the election of a Planning Commission chair. What we need is a motion for.
I'll make a motion that we leave the guy there that is there now.
Who's that?
Would be you.
Doesn't want it.
I second that. I think you're doing a good job.
Okay. That was coming.
You're going to take a vote on that motion?
We need a vote on the motion, yes. Yes, first and second, yes.
Commissioner Clausen?
Aye.
Commissioner Flick?
Aye.
Commissioner Sarnowski?
Everyone said aye.
Commissioner Van Sickle?
Aye.
And I'm guessing.
I might as well be an aye.
Unanimous. Thank you.
Okay. The next item on the agenda is the approval of minutes. If you've had a chance to read the minutes and look over them, if there's not any changes, I will entertain a motion.
Motion to approve the minutes for December 16th, 2014.
Okay, I have a motion to approve. Do I have a second?
Second.
Discussion.
Commissioner Clausen?
Aye.
Commissioner Flick?
Aye.
Commissioner Sarnowski?
Aye.
Commissioner Van Sickle?
Aye.
Chair Lesby?
Aye. Okay, this evening we're having a public hearing on an annexation and a zone change for AZC 130-01 for Robinson's, an annexation and zone change from county suburban residential to city low density residential. Some things I need to read to into the minutes here and make sure that we're all in agreement to and that we're operating correctly is all persons testifying shall be deemed parties to the application and must provide their name and full mailing address if they wish to be notified of the decision, continuances, appeals, or other procedural actions required by the code. Public testimony should be limited to those criteria and findings of fact or to other city or state land use standards that the person testifying believes apply to the proposed land use action. Anyone wishing to be considered as a party in this matter must raise an issue in person or in writing with sufficient detail to the city zoning code, providing specific applicable criteria to be relied upon in making a decision. And those criteria and findings of fact are in the city staff report. So hopefully you've had a chance to look at that. Affording the hearing body and parties to the hearing an opportunity to respond to an issue precludes appeal to the City Council or Land Use Board or to seek damages in Circuit Court due to a condition of approval. So at this time I will open the public hearing and to begin with I'll call for a declaration of any conflicts of interest or if you've had site visits, financial interest, or any ex parte contacts. Or personal bias in this matter. Does anybody on the council have any of those? Do you understand what those words were? They're big words. Well, someone may have gone to Sutherland School. I was watching too much of the State of the Union address. Still getting over it, folks. I need to ask for if there are any challenges to the planning, any of the Planning Commission members, to the impartiality that we may have in sitting on the board. So does anybody have any challenges? Okay, then the next thing I need to do is identify those with party status, which the applicant has a party and those mentioned, yeah, nothing about party status already, but does anybody else request party status? Okay, with that in mind, I'll call for the staff report.
Okay, this is on?
I think so.
Real low. Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Doesn't sound like it is.
Yeah, doesn't sound like it's on. Is it on?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Didn't mean to be
right here.
Bow.
Here you are. Yeah, now I can't read. Okay, in your packet tonight, you have a lot of paper and a lot of maps on this subject, and I'm just going to tell you, kind of remind you what's in there. There's a summary, kind of a staff report, and then the applicant provided a very detailed, very comprehensive set of findings. And then you have the application forms themselves with legal descriptions of the three areas that they're defining as three areas to be annexed. And that includes 8 property owners and 10 parcels. And then you have a small map that I've enlarged for you to see exactly what it is that's being annexed. There's 2 of them up there that are in yellow. And because it jogs around quite a bit, I just wanted to make sure you were perfectly clear what is being annexed. It's on the maps, but it's not necessarily something that pops out. So I hope that helps. And then there's the county zoning map and the city zoning map in color. The city zoning map actually is an aerial, so you can see also what's on the ground. And there's a letter that was not mentioned in the staff report because it came after the staff report was published, but it's from Douglas County, who said they support the request. So that's the materials. Now I'll summarize the staff report and then we'll go on to the applicant's report. So Sam Robinson is herein called the applicant, and he's compiled all the various signatures, notarized signatures from all the parties involved. And on that map up there, there's a convenient table that shows the names, the parcels, and whether they support annexation or not. So it's a good summary if you're trying to figure out who owns what. And as I mentioned, there are 10, and actually I discovered there's 11 parcels here, but the Spurlicks own this little sliver of a piece right next to their existing parcel. And so if you were to count the number of parcels, there are 11 parcels and there are 8 owners. And Mr. Robinson is representing them all in this request. The city's gone through the proper procedures to get to this point, and now we're at the first hearing, and then of course what you do or what you decide is a recommendation to the city council at the conclusion of the hearing. So the 2 criteria for a zone change annexation are really compliance with the comprehensive plan and compliance with the zoning standards of which it is going into, as well as, of course, the statewide planning goals. And those findings, again, I saw no reason to repeat all these and write them all out. Mark did an excellent job in making those findings. So the city staff basically supports those findings and has no contest with any of them. The application is really pretty straightforward because what is the purpose of the application is to connect to city water. And the water was already extended. I'm sure everybody's not connected yet, but it has been extended. And the county was in support of that extension outside the city, assuming that the owners that are connecting to it agree to annex. So here we are at the point of they agreed to annex. now we're going through the official steps of annexation, which is really a statute, a legal process per state statutes, Section 222. And the main thing is, and what makes this one simpler, is that it's already in the urban growth boundary. Now, if it were not in the urban growth boundary, it would be a much more onerous and detailed and subjective review of whether it should be in the urban growth boundary. But since it's in, and it's more of a matter of a need for a public utility, this is a pretty simple request. The paperwork doesn't look like it, but that's because there's so many owners and the legal descriptions, and it's important to get all of that correct. The other issue that's important is, so right now it has a residential suburban, or is it rural suburban, county zone designation on it. It's RS. And the key is that it, what we zone it is comparable to that. And that also makes it a lot easier. It's not like we're taking something that was zoned rural suburban, a residential suburban, and putting an industrial zone on it. We're applying, proposing, and they're requesting a zone that meets really the same kind of density and standards as the existing zone, so that there's continuity. And it fits with our plan. Our comprehensive plan zones at R1. So that is settled, and that's also a big hurdle in this kind of a request. It's a low-density residential zone by the city. It's our furthest, at most, exterior zoning on the edge of our urban growth boundary, so it's the lowest density zone. And all the parcels that are asking for annexation are in residential use, I believe. Yeah. So there will be no change to their, you know, their expectations of what the zoning is, and no change, and there will be a change, of course, that will be added to the city tax rolls. And no physical change and no future change anticipated because the zoning is the same as it is now. Now, this area is a mixture of residential, commercial, and industrial, but in this particular pocket, it is pretty much strictly residential per se, and everybody knows where it is, near Park Hill, just west of Park Hill Lane and on the west side of the freeway. What else? The in total, it's 16.3 acres. The applicant, as I mentioned, has addressed the criteria that you're to be using in approving the zone change and annexation request, and its comp plan and the statewide goals. Just kind of working through my report on page 4 so far. After this hearing, the Planning Commission would make a written recommendation to the City Council, and the Council would then have another hearing, and then they would make the final decision. So, in summary, the staff finds the applicant has provided a thorough set of findings in response to the approval criteria. In order to avoid duplication and unnecessary time and expense, the staff has not provided a separate analysis. The staff generally concurs with the applicant with the following supplemental information. And I'm on page 4. DLCD, that's the Department of Land Conservation Development, was not notified of this annexation. I'm just making a point here because typically we do, or we might have said that we are required to, but LCDC informed me in December by email that annexations are not considered plan amendments and that they're more expected to be a coordination issue with Douglas County. So we didn't have to go through that hoop. They weren't interested in participating. County was notified, and I said they did not provide comments, but they subsequently did, and I mentioned that at the beginning of the meeting that they supported. They also had a letter of support to extend the water service, as I mentioned back in July, subject to the annexation procedure following the water extension. Water has been extended to the subject area, and some properties have connected. It was through a public-private partnership between the city and the property owners, and the line was, I believe, slightly oversized to allow for future connections, so there was some planning ahead in what they, in the line that they put in. And just for information, the water SDC, that's the system development charge, was waived by the city council as part of this cooperative project. The annexations are, you know, all about the legal definition of what's coming in, and my one concern is that we, I think we want to get Duke Road inside this boundary as much as possible so that it doesn't become a piece of, you know, a road that's not inside the city but is surrounded by the city. And so I've made that point, and I will check with the surveyor who did this, Sweden, land surveying. You know, I'm not technically trained to actually read those legal descriptions and make sure I understand exactly what they cover. So I always think it's wise. I've seen too many times where a street was left out of the description, and then it, you know, you'll have a city with these little islands of street that never got annexed. Yeah, it's on a map, maybe in the end it doesn't make a big difference, but it should be included. So I want to check that, and I could easily forward that on to the city council.
So right now, Duke Road would remain a county road?
Yes. It has nothing to do with the ownership, per se, or the maintenance. It's just the location being inside the city limits. So the staff recommends approval, your approval, to a recommendation to council, subject to five conditions on page five. And those are that the property owners enter into an agreement to participate in a local improvement district prior to completion of the annexation of the zone change for future sanitary sewer and street improvements along the public roads, Duke Road, Fir Grove Lane, and Platt M Road. And it's in the event that you're forming a local improvement district, an LID, is something that may or may not happen in the future. It's not the best method for getting roads upgraded. And so I made a note here that the zoning code encourages these waivers, but the city doesn't commonly form LIDs. It's like a last, kind of a last-ditch effort to get some sort of written support for future improvements if there's an LID form. So if there are concerns about that, you may decide you don't want to include that condition number one. Secondly, that preparation of legal description be filed with the state and include the portion of Duke Road right-of-ways within the outside boundary of the annexed area to be confirmed with the surveyor. Number three, that the active participating property owners are not responsible for payment of water SDCs because those fees have been waived by the city council. Number four, if necessary, water line easements over the recently installed line shall be recorded with the annexation to assure city access to the lines. I think thus far we're not sure of the answer to that. And number five, that the applicant can be in compliance with all state, federal, and local regulations and law in regards to this application of annexation and zone change. So with those five conditions recommended by staff and approval, what I have here at the end is four possible motions for you to consider after the hearing. To close the hearing and after deliberating, pass a motion to recommend to city council approval of the annexation and zone change, would be one. Two would be to close the hearing after deliberating, pass the motion to recommend approval subject to the conditions that are five that are listed, or as you might modify those. Number three, to pass a motion to continue the hearing to a specific date and time, or close the hearing and leave the record open to a specific time per state law if you feel you need additional evidence. And the other option is, of course, to close the hearing and deliberate on the matter with a recommendation to deny the request. And if you did that, you would need to direct staff on what reasons you would be denying it, so all these findings
be specific to a finding.
Yeah, would have to be tossed out and replaced with something that was not in support of the request. So that's the end of my staff report.
Okay, very good. Does the applicant want to add anything to the report? Take your name and your address for the
record. Sam Robinson. Live in 2682. So we got it right? I forget which house I live in. So don't you guys ever have that problem. But I want to thank the council and the city council for their help in facilitating these. These girls have worked so hard putting up with me when they come in with half the paperwork, but the job is done. We widened the street a little bit wider than it used to be by 3 feet. My only thing that I didn't, it's hard to hear, but I think the street is only 50 foot wide, and with these people coming in, most of them agreed to give another 5 foot on their side of the street, because eventually we need 60 feet there if we're going to do something, if the county's going to do something, or if it's better just wait and let the county worry about it. That's just my only thing that I wonder about. It'd be nice if we had 60 feet, then most of the, everybody is willing. I've gone ahead and given the county 5 foot on my property, both pieces of property, and the other people, because a lot of them, this is the time to do it. You know, we could recommend maybe and not make it a demand, you know, whatever works. I don't feel I have the money to come up with doing all that with the survey, and then, but it's pretty well done because IE has already surveyed it, so it's easy to take a piece and add 5 feet.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, sir.
Do we have anybody who wants, any proponents of the proposed project?
These are.
In favor. Proponents. That's why I said proponents.
Well, I just have some questions.
You want to come up to the mic there and just state your name? And we're recording it, so.
My name's Wayne O'Banion, and actually I live across Platte M Road at the end of Duke Road on that 100-foot boundary of yours. My main concern on this, it says low-density residential. Okay, does that mean housing, or does that mean somebody can come in there, put up a big steel shop, and move in half a dozen log trucks?
Residential is residential.
That's residential.
So I don't need a truck shop right across from me. The freeway's noisy enough.
It's not allowed in that
zone. Yeah, it's not allowed in that zone. And right now you have a lot of restrictions because it's no sewer. So
that's my main concern. I'm not against or for this. This is just my main concern. And these roads, as you know, Platte M Road is just wide enough barely for two cars, and it's not safe there.
Right, yeah.
And I think he stated about Duke Road.
Yeah.
And it will be wider, but okay, that's my main concern.
It's the first step, yep.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, anybody else? Oh, there we go.
My name is Jane O'Banion, I'm his wife. I want to know if the area that's to be annexed, if it's just up to the Platte M Road on the east side, or is it going to include the west side of the street also?
No.
No.
The west side.
Just the east side.
Yeah.
Okay.
It may not include any of the street.
same problem we have with Duke Road. It may not include the street, but it may, if it, it might include up to the middle of the street.
That one may not. If Duke is inside, it should all be in. But this plat is on the outside.
It's on the outside.
It's on the outside.
Is there anyone else who would like to speak? A proponent for this project? Is there anyone who would like to speak in opposition to this project? Does anyone have neutral comments? Does anybody else want to speak? I know, they came for the excitement. No excitement. They don't even want to add to the excitement. And I guess there's nothing that the applicant can do about, so. If there's no one else wants to say anything, then I will close the public hearing. Okay, I will close the public hearing at this time and open it up for discussion among the commission. Discussion.
I do have one question. I ran across where it said the cost of this water line was shared between the owners who put it in and the city. What was our part of it, the bigger line?
Well, I don't have the bottom line for you at this moment, but it was a bigger line. We asked to have a 12-inch line put in there.
Okay.
They were only required to do an 8.
Okay, that's
so we were picking up the difference.
That's what I thought.
Other comments? How about the properties that are not being annexed, that are in between those ones? Is there a reason they didn't want to be annexed?
They didn't want to be.
So they have that choice.
That would be,
you can't force it.
Yeah. That's why you see islands of land around towns.
It's, yeah, okay. It could have made it difficult if there wasn't contiguous with that city.
Yeah, then you can't. Yeah.
Then you can't, right.
I didn't even mention the obvious is you have to be contiguous.
Right.
Before you can enter.
And it was close because of something.
It was close.
Then the other one has to do with the street. So you're checking on the street, whether the street is going to be part of that Duke annexation.
Yes. What I think it would be a great idea to have the property owners on Duke frontage dedicate any footage that we need for right of way on that street.
Yeah,
it's
not our right
away.
We can do
that.
Yeah. Okay. I mean,
can we put that as a condition
and
then?
What I was trying to find really fast is what comes to the Collector Street and how wide it needs to be. I can fill those numbers in. But as like a sixth condition, if you want to go that route, is the property owners of frontage on Duke Road shall dedicate X number of feet to provide X number of right away as a part of this request. Or as part of the annexation.
Did you catch all that? What she just said? That number six condition would be the property owners agree to dedicate X number of feet for widening of the street.
X number of feet. What's the X number of feet?
Well, we think it might be 5.
Yeah, we just need to make sure. And so I don't want to. I think Duke is an. Is it upgrade to a, it might be a collector street. Anyway, it's going to be at least 60 feet. And right now it's 50. So that's, as the gentleman said, he's already given up 5. So maybe that will be what we end up doing is 5 on both sides.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's a sixth condition.
Correct.
Okay. And I, just from my comment, we've routinely included the agreement to an LID just to avoid future things because you have to have at least 50% of the landowners. If you do an LID, and this guarantees you at least those. So
it's a even if you don't use it, position.
Yeah, you never. I can't think of one you've ever used, but it's there. Okay. When you come into like sidewalks and things like that.
Well, sewer.
Or sewer. Yeah, that's the big one. I would leave that in there.
Okay, good.
That's my point.
And the SDC statement is not a condition, it's just a statement.
It's a statement.
So that in case somebody forgets, it's in writing.
Right.
Question, John.
Sure. Come on up, go back. We can hear you.
My brothers gave 5 foot of land when I annexed 3 years ago, the first portion, and they gave up 5 foot of land because, you know, we're trying to think down the road a long ways, and if we think that way, it gets easier. Because one day, some of the people absolutely didn't want to give 5 foot now. I says, that's all right, you know. We'll worry about that later, but the people that are willing, it's...
It just saves that much more time.
If you make this a condition, they're all going to have to do it. They won't have an option. If you make this a condition, they're all going to have to do it.
Well, it's...
And you're saying that...
Well, my brothers have given 5 foot on their side of, south side of Duke Road, down, and he's given, so there's a number of us that are pushing that way now because we know it has to be.
So all the ones that we're looking at annexing have agreed to the 5 foot?
The 5 foot. All the participants in this annexation?
I think that was... That was 5 foot. Yeah, my brothers added that in there, and then I've added 5 foot on Plat M, on giving that to the city. And there's two or three more people that I think is about four that would be glad to do it if we do the paperwork. It's just, it's a good time to do it when people want to do it. If, you know, there may be a couple people that don't want it done right now, but...
Well, if we include it in there, and then the next public hearing, which goes to the council,
okay,
then they have a chance to respond to it at the council.
I know when somebody wants to do it, Dan, when he was here, he told the man, yes, you can build a new house, but you're going to give 5 foot, and he did.
Right.
So when you repair it...
We know about it now, didn't they?
You still have that leverage.
Okay, thank you. That makes a little
bit better,
but
I think we want the legal description to be modified to include the right of way.
Yes.
And so maybe that would avoid some individual expense having to do it.
Yes, thank you. I can't hear what she's saying, and I was hoping if she could speak into the mic.
Sorry.
No big deal.
And glad you said something. So right now, you know, typically a condition is you shall dedicate, and so there seems to be a little bit of confusion about whether they shall or they might. But if we can get the extra dedicated area to be, I don't know, maybe that's a separate action in the legal description. That's one option, or you know, we just say if agreeable, all property owners on the frontage of the Duke Road shall dedicate 5 feet.
We've done that before on Central. With east on Central, there's dedicated 7 foot or something like that.
Did you say if they agreed to?
No, it was
mandated.
They have to. They shall. And we haven't ever exercised that option yet. And this, right, we couldn't exercise it here until you get those ones that are not even annexed to do it too, so.
Right, that's not even ours.
But you've eliminated conflict on the ones that have already agreed.
Because there's no conflict, nothing would change, right, but they would still have to give it up now.
Okay.
Yeah, if you're going to require dedication, it would be, here, you may legally have this 5 feet for 300 people.
Right.
And if you want to start out with that, maybe we need to talk to all the property owners before it gets to council. I don't know.
If we include it in the conditions of approval, then that goes back to the property owners will be notified.
Yes, true.
And they will have a chance to
come to the next hearing.
So the property owners of French on Duke shall dedicate X number of feet, and we'll say it's 5 for a total of X number of feet to Duke Road as a part of this request. Okay.
Everybody understand that?
Doesn't the county have some sort of process where if they're going to upgrade a road anyways, they can just...
Well, they're not likely to upgrade it.
Oh, okay.
I don't think they're likely to upgrade it. what was likely to happen, more likely to happen, is the city will take it over.
The city will take it over and then...
And they might upgrade it at that time. You know, like we did with Comstock, they upgraded it.
Yeah.
But they don't typically go into towns and redo roads and put in new roads.
There's a couple ways to dedicate to, and if we waited and we waited for land development, then we would require it then.
Yeah.
We'd both require dedication and maybe some improvements. If we waited and didn't do anything and just waited for the county to do something some years ahead, they might have to condemn it. I mean, they might have to go through eminent domain, and that's difficult. So there's a lot of logic in getting it when you now and not making them making improvements.
Right. Isn't there also an expense factor? If it's done now, it would be a heck of a lot cheaper than going back in and surveying. And I mean, now you've got everything in front of you.
I hope so. I'm hoping that Carl Sweden can just amend his definitions to include that. And I don't know how a dedication works that way. So we'll figure it out.
Okay. Any other discussion? When you get through with discussion, then you get to make a motion. I mean, that's the way it works, isn't it?
So we're going to modify that then?
The
conditions?
Yeah, what number, add a number six to include that.
All right, then I'll make a motion. We accept it with the modification that 5 feet.
That would be number two.
Right. Option two.
Option two.
You
have to read it,
Adam. Well, he pretty much said it.
Yeah, approval of it. Annexation.
Condition, okay. Yeah.
Which page?
Five and six.
Recommend the city council approve the requested annexation of the zoning map amendment with specified conditions as modified. With the number six added.
And the number six has the X instead of a number. Is that correct? So you'll figure it out.
Fill in the number. There's a blank.
Fill in the number, because it may be...
It may be 7 feet.
Yeah. 5 feet 7 inches, who knows? Okay, I have a motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Okay. Roll call.
Commissioner Klassen?
Aye.
Commissioner Flink?
Aye.
Commissioner Sarnowski?
Aye.
Commissioner Van Sickle?
Aye.
And Chair Lesby?
Aye. Okay, motion passed. Next item on the agenda is a schedule for a workshop.
The city manager has requested to have a workshop with you folks to talk about economic opportunity analysis, the next steps in that process, and how that kind of pertains to economic development. You'd like to do a workshop setting. You'd like to do it at the community center. And the request from him was if you guys didn't mind, we would do it at your February 17th meeting. We just have your meeting over there, have a short meeting, and then the workshop. If that doesn't work, he'd like to throw out some dates that might work for you, different dates and times.
February 17th?
That's your next scheduled planning commission meeting. Would you just be okay with having it at the community center?
I have no problem.
Okay.
Anybody else?
We don't have any hearings either.
Right.
Okay.
All right.
We'll schedule that, and next month we'll meet over there.
You'll remind us.
Count on.
Okay. Activity report update.
Okay, you should have my report in front of you tonight, I believe. First thing on the report just talks about what I just talked about, so we don't need to skip that. Any updates for you? Transportation, the Comstock Road construction is complete. They're working through the final punch items now. I haven't heard that they're done yet. They still have a couple of things I think they're working on. Railroad Trail Phase 2.
Patricia.
The right-of-ways have now been, acquisitions have been completed, and the bid opening is scheduled for March 12th. So we'll see that moving forward. Valentine improvements. Our in-house engineer is no longer working for us, so we got kind of pushed back on that a little bit. He was working on that, so I'll be moving forward with that this month to see if we can get it going again, to see if we can get the engineering started on that. Mostly we need to get the funds released from the federal funds that we have before we can get started. So utilities, wastewater treatment plant improvements. We have a selection team put together for the pre-design part portion, which is the next step, and the RFQ has been put together. The draft is done. We're finalizing that, and it'll be out for advertising at the end of this month. The actual pre-design itself should be completed by the end of the year, so we'll be moving forward with that pretty quickly. Land use activity. Not much. A few building permit worksheets went out. Nothing brand new, just remodels, additions. Right-of-way permits, we have several of those. Typical Avista, they're our biggest users of right-of-way. We did have a well removal. I don't know if they've done that yet or not, but they got their permit to do that. I know if they're removing an old well out of Hutchings. Commercial changes. New construction. So we still have Palm Family Eye Care. You guys have probably seen it going up over there by Dakota Street. Dollar General. We had some pre-application meetings and we're waiting on their construction worksheets now. Goodwill is relocating from West Central to over up of Myrtle. You know where the old dollar store was next to Palm Family Eye Care? So in other words, we don't actually get a new business, we just get a relocation.
We have another empty building.
Yeah. Sounds good, but doesn't really add any business.
In a very visible place.
They are doing some remodeling there to put some office space in there before they move over. Kim's Court is still on hold until we hear back from them, which should be, I think he said in February, so sometime soon. Land use application status. Brooks Village, we're still pending, holding out on pending, but I think next time I talk to Mr. Avery, I heard today that he sold the property, the property's not his anymore. If that's the case, we need to close that file. I just heard that today. Need to check on that. Fairway Ridge, they're still saying they were going to start in that one in the spring. 4th Avenue. Gordon has requested for petition on one lot off of 4th and Arvilla. Going out there, that's a pretty big piece of property. It's nice and flat. Looks flat. Have you been out there?
Well, I can buy it.
Yeah.
That was in our packet. I thought we were going to hear that.
That one's not going to. That one probably won't come before you. It shouldn't have to. Should it? Petition? Can't recall.
No, that one has been decided by staff, but there's some discussion going on.
With yeah,
still. They
you may hear
it. To you.
You may hear it.
Drainage?
No. Redivision and future flag lot.
Oh, flag.
Yeah. Issues.
Yeah. But we really probably shouldn't discuss it because they may appeal, and if they do, then it will come to you to hear that. And then West Duke, which you heard tonight. So, and that'll be going to the council with your recommendation.
Good.
That's a wrap.
Okay. Any public comment? We got a bunch of public out there. Most of them are hard of hearing, right, Jenny?
I couldn't hear what we were talking about, the 5 or 7 foot easement.
We don't know for sure what
it's going to determine that.
Yeah, I've got to check the road standards. The staff will check the what designation the Duke is. It is a collector, I think it is. It's a future upgrade, but I don't know to what width. And so as soon as we find that out, then we'll know what's missing in the 50 feet that are there.
We'll find it in the TSP.
Thank you.
Right.
Did that answer your question? Any other?
Transportation system plan.
What's that? There's a building out there by the old dollar store. What is going to go in there?
Old dollar store.
Goodwill.
Oh, Goodwill's going in that building. Oh.
Yeah, they're just moving from where they were. Any commission comments?
I've got a question. Let's go back on transportation to Comstock. Do you happen to know what the punch list included?
Some of the items I do. I don't have it with me, and I don't know that I ever had it with me. Aaron has it. Bike.
Well, there's a couple of spots that have, like, there's one spot across from the hair salon that drains from west to east, and it sits in the street. And with the past cold weather, it has been freezing. I see a problem there, and there is also the same draining from west to east down by McCoy car lot.
Okay. I'll let Aaron know. He's working with them on the final. I haven't been working them on. I went on the final walkthrough, but I couldn't stay for the whole time because I'm in a meeting. But Aaron was there for the whole thing.
I noticed they keep working on the guy's house that has the really steep driveway, and
they've added
a bunch of rock so that he can have access to the other side of his driveway. And
they're done there. He chose to have it that way.
Yeah.
He had other option, but he didn't want
it. So we're done with it.
It looks awful, I know, but that's the option he chose.
Okay.
I tried to convince him otherwise, but it didn't work.
Anything else? Anybody else? If not, we'll adjourn.
Yes.